congressional Republicans seem constantly at odds with President Obama. But Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports has found some irony here. Sizing up the president's policies, Paul finds plenty lifted from the Republican playbook. So what's this about, Paul? The president has a conservative streak?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Dick, is the Republican Party this week had a retreat, and they talked about what they need to do to improve. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said, look, we can't be the party of stupid anymore. And if you think about that, they have moved so far away from their base that they can't even recognize that a lot of the policies that President Obama adopted or advocated over the last 4 years were actually lifted from the playbook of past Republican presidents. So I went all the way back to Nixon. And Nixon, for example, raised taxes on the rich, cut them for everybody else. And Nixon formed the EPA, fought for cleaner air and water. Ronald Reagan backed tougher measures to curb gun violence. Reagan even dreamed of what we now today call a cap-and-trade plan. Ronald Reagan did that on and on and on. He took Mitt Romney's health care plan, George W. Bush's immigration plan, and so forth. And yet, when Republicans today talk about the Barack Obama, who took all of these Republican ideas going all the way back to Nixon, oh, he's just a fascist or a socialist or a communist. Well, if that's the case, then gosh, what were Nixon and Reagan and George W. Bush? So rich irony indeed, I think.
Okay, Paul, so the inaugural bash, the celebrating is over. The president gets down to the nitty-gritty of governing. And you write that to make his mark in a second term, basically he needs to strike while the iron is hot.
Well, he really does. It's not going to be long before the lame duck talk starts, and that will usually happen after a midterm election in a president's second term. So he doesn't have 4 years to make his mark. He really has only about a year and a half or so. So he's really got to get going. And to that point, he's off to Vegas on Tuesday for an immigration event. He has chosen that as the first big priority to push for us. And we know what he's going to do, of course, more measures to control borders, allow younger immigrants who were the children of people who came here to stay, those kind of things. He won the Hispanic vote by 44 points. So this is his issue, and he's going to run with it.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis, West Wing Reports.